Elizabeth's eyes revealed an aging far beyond her 18 years, as did the eyes of nearly all of her generation. As a boy, John would gaze at the photo books about World War II. How hard it was to believe that the old men in the pictures really were just 18 and 19. Their eyes, however, revealed the inner torment of all that they had endured, features haunted and remote. They were no longer kids that should still be in high school or freshmen in college. They had aged a lifetime, often within a matter of days, and as one author described them, they were forever aged far beyond their precious years of youth. "Sit down, sweetheart." He sighed, motioning to the far side of his desk in the town hall of Black Mountain, North Carolina, of what he hoped was still the United States of America. His desk was piled high with all the paperwork he had to deal with as the town administrator, all of it handwritten or punched out on an old Underwood typewriter. In the terrible months after the day, he had finally taken on something of a dictatorial position under martial law. As some semblance of stability finally returned within the last year, he gladly surrendered those powers back to a town council. Regardless of the loss of electricity and a national infrastructure, one thing did appear to hang on: paperwork. And as town administrator,